Hello and welcome to a new edition of the Sport Intern Special Podcast, presented by me, Ashish Sharma. This is our first podcast of the new year. Now, the Sport Intern Special Podcasts are a series of interviews with some of the most influential people within the Olympic movement. Well, we kick off the new year in similar fashion to how we ended 2022, with the continuation of our chat with Christoph Duby, the International Olympic Committee's Olympic Games Executive Director. I began the second part of our chat by asking Christoph about the IOC's Olympic Agenda 2020+5 and how he believed it could be further developed in the coming years.
First and foremost, we have two games, which are Olympic Agenda 2020 and plus five, which are immensely important for us. This is Paris 24 and Milano Cortina. Paris, for all the aspects that we have spoken about several times, these are games open, welcoming, designed for everyone to enjoy, delivering back to the citizen with the mass events, with an opening ceremony on the Seine, all the right spirit that we wanted through Olympic Agenda. Milano Cortina, because yes, those games are different from an operational standpoint. They are scattered around Northern Italy, but it makes sense because we're going where the venues exist, where the expertise lie. So those games are tremendously important and everybody is all hands on deck to assist and to guide those games. But we also have others, obviously. We have the Olympic Forest, which is an initiative we take part and we restore degraded landscape across the African Sahel region. So this is an effort we are making in the context as well of the Youth Olympic Games in Senegal, Dakar. So here we have some activities. We have also the future host commissions, which were created by Olympic Agenda 2020 and now plus five, which are looking at not only the potential hosts, but also the strategic dimensions of hosting the games. And there I would say for winter, it has already produced one very important recommendation, which is to look at the landscape, see the changes and the impact of the current challenges on winter sports. And as a result, the format could evolve in the future. And that's why the executive board asked that we take more time for the awarding of the next editions of the games. So that strategic dimension of the Future Host Commission is Agenda 2020+5, and it's in play. We also have the Games Optimization Group, chaired by Kirsty Coventry, which is to constantly look at how we can improve the value proposition of games hosting. So that is in action. We have had already two meetings with a lot of recommendation. And I would say what is very pleasing is it encompasses the whole Olympic movement and everybody is coming with recommendations. So it bodes well for the games in the future.
I was just going to say you touched there on the Paris Olympics. Of course, we've got the qualifiers for those Olympics taking place next year. Would you say that's going to be pretty much the highlight, or maybe a personal one for you that you're looking forward to?
certainly a highlight, you know, when you're in the last stretch and sport dominate the news, especially the qualification for the games. Yes, of course. And the way we've been able to connect the dots between all the events, those 3,000 more events, with the Olympic Games, so with some form of branding linked to Paris 2024, is actually outstanding. It's going to be good for the games, of course, but it's going to be good for these events to be connected to the game. So it's really a win-win situation. That makes absolutely no doubt. But in 23, we also have the eSports Week in Singapore, and that is quite something as well. So yeah, we can look forward to this one as well. Now, when you look at 23, we have the qualification, we have the test events for Paris as well. Some will be qualifier, but others really to test the system and make sure we are ready for 24. We have the actual sales of tickets. Currently, it's registrations, and you've seen more than a million requests at this point in time, which is stunning after about 10 days from the launch. So there we can expect as well to achieve great numbers, and that is in spring 23.
Is there something in all of that, though, that you're a little bit concerned about that will be a challenge? I mean, that's going to fall directly in your sort of inbox, if you like, or your in-tray building up for Paris. I mean, it's all going so smoothly. We're getting good noises coming out of Paris. But do you sort of sometimes take a step back and say, well, we need to just think about this, and, you know, this could be a challenge that we have to consider?
But the world is being challenged socially, politically, economically, and we're just in a wave of hyperinflation, and we're organizing games, the biggest and probably most sophisticated event in that context. We just had to spend the last 4 months scratching every budget caption of Paris, and we really left no stone unturned in order to present to their CA, their Conseil d'Administration, a balanced budget. So, of course, in the current world context, organizing an event like the Games is going to be hard. And the sleeves are rolled, and we will continue to fight, because in the end, being Paris, Milano, LA, starting with Gangwon, which economically is a different value proposition, but all the three games that are in the lineup, we have to find the ways and means to deliver what is expected, which is the greatest event, while also having the rigor to balance the budget with private resources. And that's what we will continue to do in 23. So do we have challenges? It's the name of the games. When we organize an event like this one, it is the greatest joy to unite the world at a given point in time in a given location. But it is also the ultimate challenge.
Last year was really a very hot on year for you, because you just come out of Tokyo, went straight into Beijing. At least towards the end of this year, perhaps, do you feel that it's a little bit more relaxing? I mean, for you personally, that you can sort of take your foot off a little bit and not have to worry about a trip to China straight after?
Not the right position to be in this mindset. I remember speaking to a great cross-country skier, an Italian cross-country skier, and I will not reveal the name. And I asked her the question. She was a member of the Athletes Commission. What do you think about when you have the medal around the neck on the podium? And you know what her answer was? The next race. So the mindset is, you know, you have achieved something. It's in the past. The expectations are now for Paris to be those transformative games reflecting Agenda 2020. The expectations are immense. Everywhere you go, people talk to you about Paris. From our partners to the men and women in the street, it's all about Paris. You cannot relax 5 seconds. This has to be the absolute priority for the team around here and the Olympic community when we start with the consultations next year. Yes, as we said, it's going to be about the issue of Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus, but at the same time, we are preparing for Paris. And some of the message and the operations in Paris will be discussed in these consultations as well. So you see, you don't have a minute to relax. Again, when you are thinking about this event, from the number of people to the budget, the expectations, the excellence that everyone projects in it, there is no real time to relax. And the team around, they know that.
And that was Christophe Duby, the Olympic Games Executive Director for the International Olympic Committee. Now don't forget, you can get all the latest news on what's happening in the world of sport by subscribing to the Sport Inter newsletter, produced every day, Monday to Friday. So, till next time, stay safe.